You're listening to a podcast provided by Great Ormond Street Hospital for Children NHS Trust. This podcast explains about the electroencephalogram test. It was written in April 2007 and recorded in April 2008. An electroencephalogram, or EEG for short, is a test that looks at brain function. The brain works by a series of nerve impulses which cause electrical signals within the brain. These signals or brainwaves can be recorded through the scalp. A digital video recording is made alongside a recording of these brainwaves. This enables the doctors to compare your child's brainwaves with their movement and/or behavior at the time. An EEG is a safe way of recording your child's brain function without the need for sedation or an anesthetic. This makes it a good way to get an overall view of the brain's function and can show stages of development. It is helpful as a part of general investigations and also if there are more specific problems such as seizures. The next section explains what will happen when your child comes to GOSH for an EEG. Before the test, it's helpful if you can make sure your child's hair is clean, with no mousse, gel, oil or hairspray. If your child is taking medicines, you should continue to give them as normal. The doctor will explain about the test in more detail, discuss any worries you may have, and ask you to give permission for both the EEG test, any stimulus used, and the video recording. The clinical physiologist will attach small silver discs called electrodes to certain points on your child's scalp using a soft paste. Sometimes they will measure your child's head beforehand and mark the points with a soft pencil before attaching the electrodes. As each electrode is attached, the clinical physiologist will clean the area of the scalp with a cotton bud and cream. This doesn't hurt, but some children don't like it. While the electrodes are being applied, your child can sit on a chair, the bed, or your lap, and can play with toys. The electrodes are attached by wires to a head box and then to the recording machine. The clinical physiologist will record your child's brainwaves onto the recording machine connected to a computer and monitor them on a screen. At the same time, the digital video recording of your child will be made. During the test, they may ask your child to lie or sit quietly if possible, or continue to play. They may ask your child to do some breathing exercises or be shown a flashing light. These are called stimuli. Your child will be closely monitored throughout the test, and these stimuli will be stopped at the first sign of a seizure. The test takes between 45 and 90 minutes, depending on the information required. Many parents worry that their child will not sit still for this long, but most children cope with the test as there are plenty of toys to play with and sometimes another member of staff to help too. A bottle or a drink might be helpful for younger children. After the EEG, the clinical physiologist will remove the electrodes from your child's scalp. This won't hurt as the paste stays soft, so is easy to remove. They will also clean your child's hair, but it might feel a bit sticky to the touch until you wash it. You won't be given the results straight away. The doctors in the EEG will write a detailed report and send it to your child's doctor. The results will usually be ready in time for your child's next appointment. Once all the electrodes have been removed, you will be free to go home if no other tests or appointments are planned. This information was compiled by the Department of Clinical Neurophysiology in collaboration with the Child and Family Information Group at Great Ormond Street Hospital for Children NHS Trust. It was written in April 2007 and recorded in April 2008. This information does not constitute health or medical advice and will not necessarily reflect treatment at other hospitals. If you have any questions, please ask your doctor. No liability can be taken as a result of using this information.